Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise God. I give honor to the Most High God who is worthy to be praised. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 here in Lakeland, Florida, lifting up the name of Jesus and just thanking God for another day, life, health, and strength. Amen. For God making it all possible. For God just being so good to all of us as people, the world as a whole. Amen. Praise God. I thank God so much for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who died on the cross for our sins, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The indwelling power of God within the believers. Amen. Power to live right. Praise God. I thank God so much. Amen. Also for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn Emily. Thank God so much for the woman of God who has just been a great help, shown us the love of God and, you know, just been there in a great and a mighty way. Amen. Amen. Regarding the ministry, the work of God. Amen. And teaching us continually in the things of God. I want to thank God also for my husband, Pastor White. Amen. Amen. Thank God for him, man of God, over the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Church number 2, again here in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. Thank God so much for our families, for our children, for Ashley and Stacy, our granddaughter, Vea, for all of our natural as well as spiritual family. I thank God for all of the number 1 church, number 2, all of God's people everywhere, the youth, the adults. Everyone in their respective place. Amen. Praise God. And so we're just so excited, amen, to be back with you by way of blog radio here on today to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. To let someone know that God is still on the throne. Amen. That he is on the throne, that he will never relinquish with all power in his hand. Amen. Praise God. And that we serve a good and a mighty God on today, a God that can do anything but fail. Praise God. Praise God. I just want to thank the Lord also, praise God, for just moving in a mighty way in the lives of his people. Praise God. How God, you know, he just gives us strength. Amen. He touches our hearts and minds and moves upon us, moves in our situations. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes it might seem that the situation, amen, it might look bleak. It might look dark, amen. It might look like it's not going to work out, amen. But if we keep our hand in Jesus' hand, amen, it's going to work out, amen, because we serve a God of the impossible, hallelujah. Unto man it may seem impossible, but the word of God says that with God all things are possible. All things that the Lord would have to work out in our lives, amen, to be accomplished, amen. Amen, it is possible. Praise God, praise God. The enemy would come and buffet us and try to have us think and feel that things are not going to work out, amen, that God is not on our side, but the devil is a lie. Amen, he's a lie on today and always. He is the father of all lies, praise God. Amen. So I just want to come and bring an encouraging word on today. Amen. I know the word of God on yesterday, praise God, by way of Facebook. Amen. Sunshine of Faith. We come on Sundays at 12:30 p.m., praise God. And the message on yesterday, amen, I think it's worth mentioning again today. Amen. And the text, the title was, Isn't God Enough? Hallelujah. And we were reading and taking our text, praise God, from 2 Kings chapter 20, and we read verses 1 to 11. Praise God. And it talked about in the text, the scripture, the word of God, how King Hezekiah, praise God, was sick unto death. Just to give a short overview and synopsis of what the text and scriptures were the scriptures were about. Amen. And Hezekiah was sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah came unto him and told him to set his house in order, for he would surely die. Amen. And that he was not going to live. Amen. And how Hezekiah praise God, turned his face unto the wall and prayed and cried out to the Lord. And the Lord, through the prophet, answered him and said that he had heard his prayer, praise God. He had seen his tears and that he would heal him, praise God. And you know, the scriptures go on and went on to say how Hezekiah was told by the Spirit of God through the prophet Isaiah that he was to go up to the temple in 3 days, praise God. Amen. Go up to the temple. And I'm sure in going up to the temple, he would show himself unto the priest and give a testimony of what the Lord had done for him, how the Lord had proclaimed a healing upon his body. Praise God. Amen. And then, you know, God is so good, but he went on to tell Hezekiah to take fig leaves and place it on the boil. The boil evidently was the place of infection and the source of infection that was invading his body and taking the life from him. And how many know that when King Hezekiah did what the prophet instructed him from the Lord, placed the fig leaves on the boil dried up, and the word of God says he recovered. Praise God. So my understanding is, if you have recovered from a sickness that you were sick unto death from, you were dying from, and the Lord gave you instruction, give God the praise and show yourself unto the priest, and then instructed you what to do in the way as far as medicinally to put the fig trees on the boil, and they dried up, and the word of God says he recovered. My understanding is that he was healed at that point. Hallelujah. So as the topic and title says, isn't God's word enough? Isn't God enough? Isn't his word enough for what he has said and told us that he would do? Can't we within ourselves rely on him? Hezekiah had cried out to the Lord, and he had turned his face to the wall and cried out to the Lord and, you know, prayed. But then after all that God had done for him, given him a miracle, healed him. What really surprised me, after all of that, put the fig leaves on the boil and it dried up, and the word of God says he recovered. Hezekiah, he went on at that point, that very point, to ask how, or could he have a sign to know that God had healed him? And that's kind of strange. Dove is that Hezekiah had went into a carnal mindset. Because if the prophet, the man of God, that you believed the word from the Lord, or did he really believe it? Did he believe what God had said through the prophet, that God had heard his prayer, seen his tears, and would heal him? Go up to the temple and apply the fig leaves to the boil. Did King Hezekiah believe that by faith in the way that he needed? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because why, after all of that and the fact that he was told that, and it says that he recovered, why would he then ask for a sign? See, what that lets me know and what I believe is that when God proclaims a blessing upon us and for us and what he's doing for us and what he will do, we can't just believe it for that moment. Amen? We can't just believe it for when you know, we really want it to work out and to be true. That's why I said my title and the title is, Isn't God Enough? Isn't what he's said enough? Isn't his word enough? Isn't he enough, God? And we know as believers, we know the answer is yes. So what I believe we have to do is we have to continue. We have to continue to pray. We have to continue to read the word of God. We have to, the word of God says that some things come by fasting and prayer. So we may have to turn down our plate. But what I believe the Lord wants us to gain from this also is that our faith can't just be for a moment or in the instance or when we're going through a crisis. We got to have continued faith in God. And I believe if Hezekiah to have that continued faith and believed what God had told him he would do, believed that he was recovered when the fig leaves were applied. I believe if he would have had that continued faith, and I'm preaching to myself too, because we know sometimes our faith can waver. It can waver. Oh, you know, I can believe God for what I'm praying for and what I want him to do and what I'm asking him to do. And the next day or 3 days from now, next month, I might say to myself, Oh, no. I got to bind that spirit up. I got to bind it up out of my mind, off and out of my heart and my spirit, and go back and stand on and believe and trust in the word of God. And so, you know, just as being human, and we're made of flesh, and the Lord knows that. So he knows that the enemy is going to fight us and that our faith is going to waver at times. But when it does, when our faith does waver, we've got to pray and strengthen our faith in the Lord. I know what God have told me. I know what the word of God says. Hallelujah. The word of God is true. Hallelujah. It's true, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder to the soul and the spirit. Hallelujah. The enemy's going to fight us to cause us to doubt, but we got to fight back by standing on faith and believing God for what he has said. We're going to be, you know, at times in this life, we're going to be battered. We're going to be knocked down. But through and by the power of God, we can stand. If we knock down, we can get back up. Hallelujah. For greater is he. I said greater is he that is in us. In us, the believers, in us, the children of God, than he that is in the world. We must stand on faith because the enemy is not going to stop his attack against the children of God. But that's why we must continue to stay in the race, stay in the fight, and put on the whole armor of God. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, holding the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We've got to use our weapons that have been made available to us through Jesus Christ to endure and win this fight of faith. So praise God today. You know that Hezekiah, he started asking for a sign, and then the prophet told him that God was going to grant him a sign. Look how much God loved us. Look how much God loved King Hezekiah. Even in a time of doubt. And like I say, I know we all are gonna doubt at times what the Lord has told us and what he said and everything. But what I'm saying through and what God has given me to share is that we cannot stay there. We cannot stay in doubt of the word of God. We cannot stay in doubt of what the Lord have told us he will do. Hallelujah. Because what does Hebrews 11:1 say? That what? Now faith. Whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're going through, whatever, you know, might be happening in our lives, it's the now faith. It's what kind. And then it's an enduring faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, things we hope for, things we want to happen, transpire, come to pass. The evidence. We might not be able to see it. It's the evidence of things not seen. We don't know. We can't see it all. God is working behind the scenes. Invisible, oftentimes, are the works of the hands of God until he brings it and manifests it and manifests the works that he has been working on for us before us. Hallelujah. But it also says, praise God, in the word of God, that what? Without faith, without it. We can't please God. We can't please God without faith. So you know we have to have that faith. We have to stand on it. And when it wavers and when it gets weak and causes us to doubt, stand. Having done all to stand. Praise God. And, you know, that's what I love about the Lord is that despite what we face and what we go through and our heartaches, disappointments, letdowns, that he is always there for us to come to. He's always there for us to come to in prayer, in fasting, in reading his word, in meditation. Hallelujah. He's there. So the Lord just wants us to know today that as believers that he is there. And when the doubt creeps in and it just seems like we want to throw in the towel, seems like we just want to give up, it just seems like it's just not going to work out, God is saying to us today, know that God that has your best interest at heart and that I am a God that can and will do anything but fail. Hallelujah. And that I am the God of what seems impossible to man, that I am the God of all things possible. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and we just have to just keep encouraging ourselves through the word. It gets hard, it gets tough. But if anybody ever told you that it was going to be an easy walk and an easy road, and being a child of God, they lied. Praise God. But what God did through Jesus He did enable us through Jesus Christ as our Savior, stand and endure the test, trials, and the fight. And even in our times of temptation, made a way of escape. We just have to pray and seek him, his face, for that way of escape. Amen. So praise God. I want to give some points of contact. Some points of contact, praise God, for the ministry, for our chief apostle, Dr. Ogburn. I just want to thank everybody for listening in on today. Praise God. And you may have tuned in to the broadcast on today, and you may not know the Lord in the pardon of your sins. I'd like to offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. Amen. And do what we did as believers one day. We heard the gospel. Someone witnessed to us about Christ, letting us know that we needed a Savior. God drew us by his Spirit. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the only Son of the true and the living God, amen, and that he died willingly on the cross, amen, for my sins, your sins, the sins of the world, amen, and that God raised him from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. If you believe that, amen, believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth, ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior, then you are saved. You are part of the body of Christ. But, you know, you can't stop there. You have to be a part of a local fellowship, amen, a local church, amen, where the Word of God is being taught, where it's being lived, where it's being shared, where you can talk with your pastor, pastors, the spiritual leaders at the church. Amen. If you have questions, if you need a prayer, amen. And join into the fellowship. Amen. You know, a lot of times today, I'm sure a lot of churches are still open and available for, you know, the services and things like that. But even if you join a ministry that be doing their services by way of Facebook and all the social medias, join a local church where you can, you know, pray about it, ask the Lord where he would have you to go, and join in fellowship. Amen. To hear the word of God, which is the word of life. Amen. And I want to give a contact number for our chief apostle, founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries 1 and 2, number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland, number 2 in Lakeland, Florida, for the woman of God, Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Her telephone number is area code 301-732-0461, area code 301-732-0461. And you can contact her for prayer, Christian counseling, amen. And, you know, God, just know that God is going to bless you, he's going to keep you as you draw close and nigh unto him. And the telephone number to reach Pastor White, my husband, here in Lakeland, Florida, pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Church number 2, you can reach Pastor Terry White at area code 863-279-2332. Amen. And you can reach myself, Co-Pastor White, at area code 863-812-6227. Amen, 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 amen. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.